From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. On Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump went to one of his golf courses on the Florida Atlantic coast for a second consecutive day. White House officials were tight-lipped about the president's activities Saturday and Sunday, which were known to have included time on the golf course and a long phone call with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. In the most recent conversation, Abe told reporters he and the U.S. president frankly exchanged opinions about North Korea and Syria following Thursday's U.S. Navy strike on a Syrian airfield. Abe said the two leaders completely agreed on the importance of solidarity among the United States, Japan, and South Korea regarding North Korea's increasing ballistic missile and nuclear weapons development threats. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says peace in Syria is not possible with President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with CNN, Nikki Haley said, "There is not any sort of option where a political solution is going to happen with Assad at the head of the regime." Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said, "Defeating ISIS is still the priority in Syria." Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at two Coptic churches in Egypt that killed nearly 44 people and injured more than 100. The first blast was in the northern city of Tanta, where a powerful explosion ripped through a Palm Sunday service at St. George's Church, killing 27 people and wounding 78 others. Not long after that, at least 17 people were killed and 41 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Alexandria. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Swedes turned out in Stockholm Sunday for what they called a love fest after Friday's terrorist truck attack. The incident killed 4 people and injured 15. A 39-year-old Uzbek believed to have extremist sympathies is under arrest for allegedly ramming a stolen truck into a crowd at the Athens department store. Swedish police spokesman Jonas Heising.
He was applying for a residence.
Not a site.
A residence.
Okay. And that was rejected?
That was rejected,
when?
Yes, please. It was rejected in June 16.
One woman held a poster reading, "We don't respond with fear, we respond with love." Friday's attack apparently had little effect on liberal Sweden's global reputation as an open and welcoming society. Pakistan says Russia-sponsored international talks on Afghanistan must involve the United States in bringing peace to the war-torn country because Washington is the biggest stakeholder there. Moscow plans to host a new expanded round of multinational consultations this week. But the U.S. administration has already refused to take part in the conference, questioning Russian intention and motives. Christians are celebrating Palm Sunday, marking the beginning of Easter Holy Week. Robert Berger was on the scene in Jerusalem where the biblical story took place and filed this report for VOA.
Priests in festive robes led a colorful Palm Sunday procession at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. They were followed by pilgrims waving palm and olive branches in a fragrant cloud of incense. The celebrants marched around the ancient stone tomb where tradition says Jesus rose from the dead. Palm Sunday marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on a donkey 2,000 years ago. It is the beginning of Holy Week, which culminates in Easter Sunday when Christians celebrate the resurrection. Ben Forland is from Norway.
I feel blessed. I think it has to do with some kind of closeness to history. This is where things happened. So far it's been extremely fascinating.
Visitors to the Holy Sepulchre are also getting to see something special. Jesus' tomb has been renovated for the first time in 200 years. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly asked officials to give him options for removing the threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. His National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, spoke with Fox News on Sunday. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.